SBS Radio.
Ang pinakamatandang siyentipiko ng Australia, si David Goddal, ay namatay sa Switzerland sa pamamagitan ng voluntaryong euthanasia. Ang 104 na taong gulang ay ang unang Australianong dumaan sa ganitong paraan at umakit ng balita sa buong mundo na nagdala ng paghahati sa debate tungkol sa euthanasia. Mula sa panulat ni Natasha Kalios, nalito ang ginawa naming pagsasalin sa ating wika. Natupad din ang huling habilin ng Australianong siyentipiko David Goddal sa loob ng isang klinika sa Switzerland upang tapusin ang kanyang buhay dahil ang voluntaryong euthanasia ay illegal sa Australia. Kumuha siya ng one-way ticket mula Perth patungong France noong nagdaang linggo upang makita ang kanyang mga kamag-anak bago dumating sa Switzerland na kung saan pinapayagan ang voluntaryong euthanasia. Ang tinutulungang pagkamatay ay legal sa Switzerland buhat pa noong mga 1940s at ang bilang ng mga kaso nitong nagdaang dekada ay lumaki ng 3 beses. Ilang oras bago siya namatay, nagsalita si Professor Goddal sa media.
My life has been rather poor for the past year or so, and I'm very happy to end it. Yes, certainly I'm happy that that should be here. So yes, all the publicity that it's been receiving can only, I think, help the cause of euthanasia for the elderly, and which I want.
Sa kanyang huling panayam sa mga mamamahayag, sinabi ni Ginoong Goddal na umaasa siyang magbabago din ang pananaw ng marami.
Oh yes, I certainly hope that my story will increase the pressure for failure to have more liberal views on the subject. And I think there probably will be a step in the right direction.
Ang ginagalang na akademiko at siyentipiko ay pinaligiran ng kanyang pamilya nang siya ay namatay. Ang nagtatag at direktor na Australiano ng pangmundong grupong kampi sa euthanasia na Exit International, Philip Nitsche, ay sumama kay Ginoong Goddal sa kanyang paglalakbay. Sinabi ni Ginoong Nitsche na ito ay namatay ng tahimik pagkatapos magbiro.
The infusion started to drip as he activated the process. He had to do that himself after answering several questions which said that he knew who he was, where he was, and what he was about to do. And he answered those questions with great clarity, activated the process. The drug started to flow into his vein. And then while he was listening to the music, the drug started to flow. In fact, his last words were, "This is taking an awfully long time." And in fact, shortly after saying that, in his usual sense of humor, you could see that he was losing consciousness, and he died shortly thereafter.
Ang nangyari kay Professor Goddal ay nagpasimula ng isang linggo ng debate sa buong mundo tungkol sa voluntaryong euthanasia sa mga matatandang tao. Nauna niyang sinabi ang kanyang pagtanggi sa mga batas sa Australia. Si Dr. Nitsche ang unang doktor sa mundo na nagsagawa ng pagtuturok ng ineksyon sa legal at voluntaryong pagkamatay na pagkatapos ay sisimula ng pasyente sa pamamagitan ng isang computer. Sinabi niya na ang paglalakbay ni Professor Goddal ay gumawa ng malaking epekto sa debate tungkol sa euthanasia.
Look, David's journey, his long journey here and his eventual successful end to his life and his preparedness to talk so openly about it has really had this issue being debated around the world and certainly furthers the cause. And by the cause, I mean a debate about what we're after here. He would say, and I would agree with him, that elderly people should have this option, that it should be made easier for people who want to die to take this step. And he had to come all the way to Switzerland to be able to do that, but he wants it talked about and ultimately laws to change in other countries so that people have this choice.
Tanging Victoria lamang ang estado sa Australia na may legal na euthanasia. Ang panukalang batas ay ipinasa pagkatapos ng mainit na debate sa parlamento ng estado na natapos sa paggawa ng isang paraan upang mabigyan ng ganitong paraan ang mga malapit ng mamatay na Victorians o may 6 na buwan na lamang upang mabuhay. Sa kabila ng pagpasa ng batas, hindi ito magkakabisa bago sumapit ang taong 2019, ang tinutulungang pagpapakamatay.
In my work as a psychologist, I work with elderly people or people who are caring for an elderly person. I'm seeing increasing pressure on very elderly people, suggesting that they aren't allowed to live anymore, that they're very expensive for society. And if we introduce a culture of dying or death when you don't want to live anymore, then there's pressure on elderly people, suggesting that they're not desired anymore in this world.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.